兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace on my brothers and sisters.
这个周末是感恩节的周末。
You know, this is a weekend of Thanksgiving.
我们昨天应该很多家庭都刚刚吃过火鸡大餐。
I'm sure many of the family have enjoyed their turkey feast yesterday.
那这个节日其实是非常有重要的意义的，是很有意思的一个节日。
This holiday, in fact, carries a very important meaning behind it.
一开始应该是人出于对神的感恩呢，所以才有这个节日的。
And this holiday arrived or derived from a person's thanksgiving toward God.
不但对人感，对神会感谢，会对人也会觉得很感谢。
They not only are thankful toward men, they're also toward God. They're also thankful toward men.
那可是最近这一段这一些年代以来啊，现在感恩节大家所注重的可能都不是对神对人感谢的。
But we know in the recent ages, Thanksgiving men no longer place emphasis on giving thanks to God.
我们打开报纸上网去看，所看到的大概不是什么感谢的话。
If you go online and search around, what you will see are not words of thanksgiving.
应该是看到那个店又要打折。
And now you see each store is going on Black Friday sale.
这个 Black Friday 哪一个家那个折扣最好？哪一些好的这个 deal 就是充斥整个所有的新闻媒体。
Or whichever store has the best deal on Black Friday, this is everything that fills the media.
渐渐的，其实人的注意力已经从感谢神、感谢人转到物质上的追求。
So we can say the focus of giving thanks to God has gradually shifted, to giving to the pursuit of material things on the day of Thanksgiving.
这个就是现在这个社会越来越功利主义，越来越追求物质享受的结果。
And this is the result of having a capitalized society.
但是其实我们如果会利用这样一个节日呢，然后来想想神对我们的恩典呢，我们当怎么样来报答神，事实上是可以让我们很受造就的。
However, if we are able to utilize this holiday and reminisce and think about the grace of God, then it will benefit us greatly.
因为有时候神的恩典呢，我们如果没去想，我们就会觉得很平常。
Oftentimes, we meditate and think about the grace of God, then we will be thankful.
但是如果我会用心想神的恩典，其实是要去仔细的检查我们的这一生所遭遇的每一件事情。
But using our heart to think about the grace and blessing of God means that we must think about every little thing that happened in our life.
因为我们人活在时间时空底下，我们只能够往前推进，不能够往后，
because,
不能够倒回到以前去重新过一次。
Because as men living under time and space, we know we cannot turn back or go back to the past. We can only go forward.
我们现在既然选了这条路，我们只能够往前走，我们没办法去想想，我们如果当初选择另外一条路会有什么结果。
Since we have chosen this path, so we can only go forward, we cannot tell or ask ourselves if I had chosen another path, then where would I be today?
但其实我们如果去想想神的恩典，我们实际上是可以觉得说，如果不是神，我们今天可能都跟现在不一样了。
But if we carefully think about the grace of God, we may ask ourselves that if it had not been for the grace of God, maybe today we would be very different.
我们的价值观念可能不一样。
Perhaps our value system would be different.
我们的生活态度可能也不一样。
And our attitude toward life would be different.
我们怎么样来看待我们的生活，看待家庭，看待信仰，可能都不一样了。
And the way we view our family, ourselves, or our life of faith is also very different.
所以其实我们如果会常常去感谢神，想想神的恩典，这是一个很重要的我们对信仰的反省。
The fact is, if we can often reflect and think about the grace of God, then this is a good remembrance or examination of our faith.
今天晚上呢，要从我们读经进度里面，第二十二章到二十四章里面所提到的这犹大的王约阿斯呢，跟大家来做查考。
And this evening, I'd like to share with you a king from
历代志下二十二章，二十三章。
Second Chronicles chapter 22。
从二十二章开始，一直到二十四章。
Starting from chapter 22 to 24。
那这个是在讲犹大王的历史。
And this speaks about the history of kingdom of Judah.
这个约押师王呢，在第二十四章、二十三章到二十四章里面所讲的这个约押师王呢，是一个很特殊的王。
The king Joash mentioned from chapter 23 to 24 is a very special king.
他做了一件很重要的工作。
For he had done a very important work.
他修理了被破坏的神的圣殿。
He repaired the temple of God which had been destroyed.
但是他最后 他却成了一个忘恩负义的人。
Until the very end, he became an ungrateful person.
他完全忘记了他当初为什么存活的那个给他恩典那个人。
He had completely forgotten about the one who had given him the grace of having this life.
然后他所行的呢，我们看到他是非常的残酷。
And we can see what he had done was very full of cruelty.
那最后他也是被谋杀死掉的。
Until the end, he was also murdered.
然后他是最后的他的人生结局呢，却是跟他一开始的时候非常不一样。
And we can say the end of his life was very different from the beginning of his life.
他所做的事情，甚至连外邦没有信神的人都觉得不可思议。
And what he had done was even considered unimaginable to the Gentiles.
那这一生所做的这两件大事呢，却是一个很强烈的对比。
However, the two great things he had done in his life were two great contrasts.
那为什么一个人会变这样子
？But how is it possible for a person to become like this?
我们借由这个感恩节的时间呢，来想想这件事情。
And we like to utilize Thanksgiving time to ponder upon this.
那我们怎么样成为一个真正会感谢的人
？So may learn as to how we may truly become a person of gratitude.
那圣经在记载这个犹大列王从第二十章到二十章的时候，是记载约沙法王当王。
And up until Second Chronicle chapter 21, King Jehoshaphat was a king of Judah.
那这个约沙法王是犹大的第四位王。
King Jehoshaphat was the fourth king of the kingdom of Judah.
他是好王，他是做神看为正为善的事。
He was a good king and he did what was right in the eyes of God.
他一生啊，其实真的所做的都是值得称赞的。
We can say all he did in the entirety of his life was praiseworthy.
但是他一生留下一个败笔。
But there was a mistake in his life.
就是他为他的长子约兰娶了亚哈家的女儿。
And that was he had married for his older son, a daughter of Ahab.
那所以约沙法王后来就跟亚哈王结为亲家。
So Jehoshaphat became family or in-laws with King Ahab.
就是约沙法的儿子约兰去娶了亚哈王的女儿亚他利亚做妻子。
And that is the son of Jehoshaphat, Jehoram married the daughter of Ahab.
那这个亚哈家，我们都知道这个王是转离去不跟从神的，是拜偶像的王。
And we know the household of Ahab is one that had turned away from God.
所以圣经记载，这个约兰当王的时候，他就用刀杀了他的众弟兄们。
So the Bible records when Jehoram became king, he killed all of the brothers in his family.
我们看历代志下二十一章的第四节。
Let's read Second Chronicles chapter 21 verse 4.
第四节说，约兰兴起做他父的位，奋勇自强，就用刀杀了他的众兄弟和以色列的几个首领。
Verse 4, when Jehoram established himself firmly over his father's kingdom, he put all his brothers to the sword along with some of the princes of Israel.
他为什么会这样做？
Why did he do this?
跟他所娶的妻子有关系。
It's related to the daughter, the wife he had married.
第六节。
Verse 6.
他行以色列诸王的道，与亚哈家一样，因为他娶了亚哈的女儿为妻，行神眼中看为恶的事。
He walked in the ways of the kings of Israel as the house of Ahab had done, for he married daughter of Ahab. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
这个约兰他现在是长子，他本来就是应该要继承王位的。
Jehoram was the oldest king's older son, so he was to succeed the kingship.
但是他现在做王以后，他就把他的兄弟都把他杀了。
After he became the king, he killed all his brothers.
那这个做法跟他所娶的妻子有关系的。
And what he had done had to do with the wife he had married.
因为他的父亲不是这种人。
Because his father was not such a kind of person.
他周围长大人应该也不是这个样，因为当时的犹大国是敬畏神的。
And we can imagine everyone he grew up alongside were not like this, for the kingdom of Israel, the Judah worship God.
所以他会把他的兄弟都杀死这件事情，其实跟他的身边的这个人是有关系，这很明显。
So the incident of him killing off all his brothers had a clear relationship with the person by his side.
那他这个约兰当王以后，他就带领百姓离弃神了。
After Jehoram became the king, he led the Israelites to depart from God.
他让犹大众百姓行邪淫去拜偶像离弃神。
And he led the entire household of Israel to do evil in the sight of God.
那这件事情其实当时候，你看在圣经第十二节地方特别写到，以利亚先知曾经给他写了一封信警告他。
So in verse 12, the prophet Elijah once wrote a letter and warned him.
可是 他还是不会醒悟。当时以利亚先知是大有能力的先知。
But at that time, though Elijah was a great and powerful prophet, this king still could not be awakened.
那当时候在以利亚所写的信里面就描述为什么约兰王会想要杀他的兄弟。
The letter by Elijah illustrated the reason why King Jehoram wanted to kill off his brothers.
第十三节这里说
King says,
因为你杀了你父家比你好的诸兄弟了，最后一个地方。
And so lastly, you have also murdered your own brothers, members of your father's household, who were better than you.
你的众弟兄是比你好的。
For your brothers were better than you.
那表示说，其实约沙法王他在教育他的儿女的时候，其实应该这每一个儿女都是会敬畏神的。
So from here, when King Jehoshaphat was teaching all of his children, we can say that all of them worship or feared God.
比他们好。比他们的弟兄比他好，表示他们是敬畏神，不会拜偶像的。
But the fact that his brothers were better than them, it might mean that they did not worship idols like he did.
从这里我们看到那个婚姻会让一个人的信仰堕落。
So here we can see how marriage can allow a person's faith to become corrupt.
然后让这个人本来是一个好人会变成恶人。
And allow someone who was originally a good person to turn into someone evil.
那时候神就借着以利亚先知跟他警告，神就会降大灾给你，如果不悔改的话。
Here, through the letter of Elijah, warned the king that if you do not repent, then a great disaster shall fall upon you.
那个你还会患重病，以后会死掉。
A great disease shall fall upon you, and you will die from it.
所以后来真的照以利亚先知所预言的啊，这个后来这个犹大国约兰就很惨了。
And according to this letter, Jehoram had a very tragic ending.
因为第十六节地方提到说，神就激动外族人来攻击约兰王。
So verse 16, the Lord aroused against Jehoram the hostility of the Philistines.
然后呢，这些外敌呢，来掳掠他的国家，把他的妻子、儿女、他的财物，通通把他掳走了。
And the foreign enemies came and invaded and carried away all his goods, all his wives and his sons.
十七节这里特别说，他只留下一个小儿子，叫做约哈斯。
And 17 says, only a son by the name of Ahaziah was left to him.
那这个小儿子约哈斯其实就是亚哈谢王。
And this King Ahaziah was Jehoaz.
那这个约哈斯啊，其实就是亚他利亚所生的儿子。
And we can say this Ahaziah is actually the son of Athaliah.
啊，最后圣经描述说，这个约兰王呢，真的后来就长子生病患绝症，痛苦了两年之后就死掉了。
So the Bible records that this King Jehoram suffered a bowel disease and he died after 2 years of suffering.
那他死的时候是没有人会思念他的。
And in the time of his death, no one remembered him.
所以第二十节就二十一章二十节就记载，这个王做王八年，他去世的时候无人会思念他。
So verse 20 says he passed away to no one's regret and no one remembered him.
好，那现在约兰王死掉以后，接下来就是换亚哈谢当王了。
After Jehoram, King Jehoram's death, his son Ahaziah became king.
那二十二章第一节这里就记载他这个当王的过程。
In chapter 22, verse 1 records his process of becoming.
因为当时候只有他留下来而已，其他的儿子都被抓走了。
At that time, he was the only son left.
哦，那这个亚哈谢的母亲就是亚他利亚。
Ahaziah, the mother of Ahaziah is Athaliah.
他做王只有做了一年而已了。
And she was only king for a year.
因为，这个第二十二章的第二节，这里亚哈谢登基的时候年42岁。这里如果是跟列王记下第八章对照的话，应该是22岁。
But in verse 2 says he was only 22 years old when he became king.
所以我们中文圣经所看到这个42岁呢，应该是一个比喻，应该那时候应该是22岁了。
And the Chinese version it says 42 years old, but in fact he was only 22.
那他的母亲就是亚他利亚，就是暗利的孙女，就是亚哈的女儿。
And his mother's name was Athaliah, the granddaughter of Omri.
那这个亚哈谢做王也是一个恶王，他行神眼中看为恶的事。
Ahaziah was also a wicked king. He did evil in the eyes of God.
为什么
？Why was that？
因为他所做的每一件事情都是他母亲在幕后主使他去做的。
Because everything he had done was conducted or was manipulated by his mother.
第三节说
，Verse 3 says，
亚哈谢行亚哈家的道，因为他母亲给他主谋，使他行恶。
And he too walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother encouraged him in doing wrong.
第四节说，他行神眼中看为恶的事，像亚哈家一样，因为他父亲死后，由亚哈家的人给他主谋，以致败坏。
And he did evil in the eyes of the Lord, as the house of Ahab had done. For after his father's death, they became his advisor to his doing.
所以，他这个约兰的妻子，就是亚哈谢的母亲呢，就是让这个整个国家就变成拜偶像去了。
So we can see how Athaliah, the wife of Jehoram, had led the entire country astray from God.
然后他现在第五节特别说，他又听从亚哈家的计谋，跟以色列王一起去攻打亚兰王。
Verse 5, he also followed the counsel when he went with Joram, son of Ahab, king of Israel, to war.
那不但他战败了，而且后来他也因为这一件事情被杀了。
He not only was defeated, he was also killed because of this.
所以第六个王亚哈谢就这样子被杀。
So the sixth king, Ahaziah, this is his ending.
那圣经就接下来记载，这个做母亲的亚他利亚呢，就篡位了。
And following the Bible records how his mother Athaliah took over the throne.
所以第二十二章的第十一节。
So chapter 20.
第十节。
Chapter 22, verse 10.
亚哈谢的母亲亚他利亚见他儿子死了，就起来找美犹大王室。
So when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she proceeded to destroy the whole royal family of the house of Judah.
那这个亚哈利亚很狠呢。
And she was a very cruel person.
那她可以把她自己的孙子辈全杀了。
She was even able to kill off all of her grandchildren.
就是为了要她能够当王。
And so that she herself may become the king.
我们就看到了这个亚哈利亚的这个手段，就是为什么约兰王会杀他弟兄的原因呢？
And we can see the tactics of Athaliah is the reason why King Jehoram killed all his brothers.
我们看到那个母亲对儿女的影响有多深呢？
We can see how strong of impact the mother has on the children.
那个婚姻的夫妻之间互相的影响有多大？
And how deep the impact between the spouses.
然后现在这个当这个亚他利亚要杀他这些孙子辈的时候，只有一个儿子，亚哈谢的一个儿子被留下来的。
In the time when Athaliah came up to kill off all the grandchildren, only one grandson of Ahaziah was left.
我们看第十一节。
3 verse 11.
王的女儿约示巴将亚哈谢的儿子约阿施从那被杀的王子当中偷出来，把他和他的乳母都藏在卧房里。约示巴是约兰王的女儿，亚哈谢的妹子，既是耶和耶大的妻子。她收藏约阿施，躲避亚他利亚，免得被杀。
Verse 11, but Jehosheba, the daughter of King of Jehoram, took Joash, son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the royal princes who were about to be murdered, and put him in his nurse in the bedroom, because Jehosheba, the daughter of King Jehoram, and the wife and priest of Jehoiada, was Ahaziah's sister. She hid the child from Athaliah, so she could not kill him.
那这里所看到这个约示巴是约兰的女儿呢？她应该不是亚他利亚所生的了。
And so we can see Jehosheba here, she may actually be the daughter of Jehoram.
所以是约兰王的另外一个妻子所生的女儿。
And she was a daughter by a different wife of King Jehoram.
那现在这个约示巴把这个还是婴孩的这个约阿施把它藏起来了。
So now Jehosheba had hid this little child Joash, who was still an infant.
按圣经的记载，这个王约阿施当时应该还不满一岁。
And according to the Bible, we can imagine how Joash was not even one yet.
那时候还有一个奶妈在照顾他的。
And there was still a nurse taking care of him.
所以他现在被大祭司的妻子藏起来之后，就藏在神的殿里面。
And now he was taken and hidden by the wife of the priest, and he was hidden in the temple.
所以十二节说，约阿施和他们一同藏在神殿里面六年，亚他利亚篡了国位。
So verse 12 says he remained hidden with them at the temple of God for 6 years while Athaliah ruled the land.
所以约阿施他之所以能够存活，其实是因为耶和耶大跟他的妻子约示巴把他救了。
So the only reason why Joash's life was preserved because priest Jehoiada and his wife kept him there.
那这个六年要在神的殿里面生活是要非常谨慎的。
He must be very careful to live that 6 years in the temple.
因为从圣经里面所记的，这个亚他利亚他是可以随时进圣殿去的。
But according to the Bible, we can see how Athaliah could enter into the temple anytime she wished.
他根本就不会想到要遵循摩西律法所记载的那个这个。不 是祭司不能进去。
She did not care to keep the Mosaic laws that without not being a priest, she could not enter.
所以每一次你在想那个亚他利亚如果到圣神的殿去，这大祭司要怎么样去保护这个孩子，不要被他发现呢
？So we may imagine every time that Athaliah just goes into the temple, how would the high priest go about hiding this child?
这一对夫妻要非常谨慎战兢地把这个孩子抚养长大。
And this couple, Jehoiada and his wife, must be very careful in raising this child.
所以约押士的生命，如果不是耶和华他们夫妻两个人的付出，他早就没命了。
So for Joash's life, it had not been for the care of Jehoiada and his wife that he would have lost his life.
到他七岁的时候，耶和华呢就让他登基当王了。
Till the time he turned 7 years old, then Jehoiada showed his strength and allowed him to become the king.
23章开始记载耶和华他怎么样让这个小王子登基做国位，登基当王的这个过程。
Starting from chapter 23, records how Jehoiada allowed this little prince to take over the throne.
那这个耶和华真的是一个敬畏神的人。
Jehoiada indeed was a God-fearing man.
他当时是大祭司。
At that time, he was a great priest, the high priest.
所以在约押是七岁的时候，他就用了很多的方法，用尽很多智慧啊，让这个王可以顺利的登基。
At the time when Joash was 7 years old, he utilized many ways to allow him to take over the throne.
那他让王即位之后呢，后来这个亚他利亚当然要被杀了。
After he allowed Joash to affirm or have the throne, then Athaliah was to be killed.
那圣经在23章的第十五节的记载，这个亚他利亚被杀的经过。
And chapter 23 verse 15 records the process how Athaliah was killed.
那这个王，这个亚他利亚这个篡位的篡国位人被杀以后，这个国家整个百姓就欢乐，整个城耶路撒冷城都得平安了。
After Athaliah was killed, the entire land of Israel they rejoiced.And gain peace.
我们看第二十三章的第二十一节。
That's Chapter 23, verse 21.
国民都欢乐，合成都安静，众人已将亚他利亚用刀杀了。
And all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet because Athaliah had been slain with a sword.
那表示现在这个小王，这个小国王当王了以后，其实现在即使王很小啊。
So even now, the little prince had taken over the throne. He was still very young.
但是整个国民呢，整个犹大国的国民都欢乐，他们都很喜悦，因为他们知道说这个本来就是应该当王的人。
However, all the people of the land of Judah rejoiced, for they knew that he was the rightful king.
那个作恶的人被除掉，整个国家都得平安了。
And now the wicked person had been removed, the land rejoiced.
那是因为有这个很忠心的大祭司来帮助约押士的。
And it was because of the help of this faithful priest.
而且这个大祭司他让约押士即位。当王以后呢，他特别跟他吩咐一件事情。
And after Jehoiada had allowed King Joash to become the king, he reminded him of this very important thing.
圣经用在第十一节特别有这个动作，把神的律法书交给他。
And that in verse 11, he had given the king the book of the law.
就是按照摩西律法上所记载的，一个人当王以后一定要有这一本神的律法书。
And that is according to the Mosaic law. Once a person have become the king, they must be handed over.Over this covenant,
然后之后呢，这个大祭司耶和华呢，还跟百姓跟王一起立约。
And afterward, the king, this high priest made a covenant with the king and with the people.
我们看第十六节。
Let's read verse 16.
二十三章十六节。
Chapter 23, verse 16.
耶和华与众民和王立约，都要做神的名。
And Jehoiada then made a covenant that he and the people and the king would be the Lord's people.
所以现在是耶和华跟百姓立约。
So now Jehoiada made a covenant with the people.
现在大家要做神的百姓，就是遵守神的律法。
And now everyone would become the people, will become the Lord's people and to obey the law.
耶和华也跟王立约。
Jehoiada also made a covenant with the king.
现在要遵行神的律法，照神的律法书来行。
And now he will abide by the laws and decrees of God's covenant.
百姓也是跟王立约。
And the people also made a covenant with the king.
所以全国基本上他们都一起立约，要来遵行神的律法。
So we can see the entire nation along with the king, they made a covenant that they would follow the laws of God.
那这个立，他们这个立约的结果，接下来就是第十七节，他们现在开始去拆掉巴利的庙了。
The result of the covenant starts in verse 17, that they went into the temple of Baal and tore it down.
然后去毁坏偶像跟这些丘坛。
They smashed out the altars and idols.
然后去把那些巴利的祭司把他杀了。
And they killed all the priests of Baal.
所以基本上他们就是除偶像。
And so we can say they were getting rid of all the idols.
然后接下来呢，遵行神的律法。
And they follow the decrees of God.
所以你看第十八节记载。
Let's read verse 18.
他们现在就照着摩西律法上所写的来给神献燔祭了。
And so they offered burnt offering to God according to the laws of Moses.
然后又设立唱诗班。
And they also established the choirs.
按照大卫所定的定律哦。欢呼歌唱了。
And according to what David has said, that they rejoice and sing hymns.
其实就是历代志上二十五章我们所看查考过的设立诗班，让祭司跟这些立位人都按着班次进殿服侍神，歌颂赞美神。
And this is what we have studied in First Chronicles chapter 25, where David has established the choirs that they may worship and praise God in orderly fashion.
而且十九节特别记载说，又设立守门的把守神殿的各门。无论何事不洁净的人都不可以进去的。
19 especially said he also stationed doorkeepers at the gates of the Lord so no one unclean may enter into the temple.
那其实这个就是他们遵行神律法的具体表现。
And in fact, this is a portrayal of them following the laws of God.
所以约阿施他当王的时候，其实是他那一段时间真的是全百姓都很神喜乐，而且很平安。
Therefore, the period of time when King Joash became the king, the entire nation rejoiced and were in great peace.
二十四章开始。
But starting from chapter 24,
从第一节到第三节
，from verse 1 to 3,
特别在给他的一生啊做一个简单的描述。
It had a short illustration of his entire life.
他登基的时候七岁。
He was 7 when he became the king.
做王一共40年。
He reigned for 40 years.
他母亲叫做西比亚，是别示巴人。
His mother's name was Zibiah, was from Beersheba.
显然他的母亲在当时候就被杀了。
So we can see at that time his mother had been killed.
然后之后他说。第二节说，耶和耶大在世的时候，约阿施就行神眼中看为正的事。
Verse 2 says, Joash did what was right in the eyes of God all the years of Jehoiada the priest.
然后第三节，耶和耶大为他娶了两个妻子，生儿养女。
And verse 3, Jehoiada chose 2 wives for him, and he had sons and daughters.
这里就看到约阿施他是蒙神的保守，蒙神的爱，又能够行神眼中看为正的事，因为有耶和耶大的关系。
But here we can see Joash did what was right. It was under the keeping and protection of God because of Jehoiada.
然后之后呢，他第四节说他有意要重修神的殿。
Verse 4 says, sometime later he decided to restore the temple of God.
那为什么他会想要重修神的殿呢
？Why is it that he wanted to repair the temple of God?
第七节。
Verse 7.
因为那二父亚他利亚的众子曾拆毁神的殿，又用神殿中分别为圣的物供奉巴利。
Because the sons of that wicked woman Athaliah had broken into the temple of God and had used even the sacred objects for the Baals.
所以当时候殿被已经损坏了。
So at that time, the temple had already been destroyed.
现在这个约阿施当王以后，表示他现在七岁登基当王，那时候还小。等他长大的时候，他就想到说要重建了，要重修理了。
After Joash had become the king, after he had grown up, he had the thought of restoring the temple.
他什么时候想要修理呢
？At that what age did he want to do this repair?
不是他七岁的时候他就会了。
It is not when he was only 7.
那列王记上，我们现在看列王记下第十二章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 7.
列王记下十二章。
2 Kings chapter 12.
我们现在看第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
他说：“无奈到了约押是23年，祭司能为修理殿的破坏之处。”
Verse 6. But by the 23rd year of King Joash, the priest still had not repaired the temple.
这表示说，他约押是当时想要去重新修理殿的时候，其实。因为他当王一段时间了。
So here we can see he had been king for a while when he had the thought of repairing the temple.
他当时候想要修理神的殿的心呢，比祭司利未人还急。
And he had an even more anxious heart of repairing the temple than that of the priests or the Levites.
那可是，一直到他当王当23年了。看到这个祭司利未人好像都还没有动作。
But even after he had become the king for 23 years, he had seen that the priests or the Levites had not taken any action.
我们现在看回了历代志下24章。
Let's turn back to 2 Chronicles chapter 24.
他当时候是召集这个约押是他想要修理殿的时候，是召集众祭司跟利未人来跟他们讲。
So when he wanted to repair the temple, he called together the priests and the Levites and said to them,
要他们到各城里面去，让以色列众百姓捐纳银子，然后让他们可以有经费来修理神的殿呢。
Instructed them to go to the towns of Judah and collect the money, due annually from the Israel, so they may have the funding to repair the temple.
但是第五节特别提到说，这个利未人呢不急速办理。
But verse 5 especially says, but the Levites did not act at once.
所以也就是说，当时候利未祭司利未人他们对这件事情并不是很急啊。
So we can see how the priests and the Levites did not take this too seriously.
可是王很急，他心里很急。
But the king's heart was very anxious.
到在列王记下第十二章，我们那边看到，到他23年的时候，做王23年，也就是说已经。几岁了？已经三十岁的时候了。
So Second Kings chapter 12, we can see that after 23 years of becoming king, he is now 30 years old.
他觉得说，你们怎么都没有积极的作为呢？
He wondered how come the Levites and the priests did not take any immediate actions.
所以你看，现在到第六节，他说就把那个大祭司耶和大召来了。
So verse 6, he called together, the high priest Jehoiada.
他说，那从前神的仆人摩西为法柜的帐幕与以色列会众所定的捐项。你为何不叫利未人照这例从犹大和耶路撒冷带来呢？
And why aren't you repaying the damage done to the temple? Take no more money from your treasure, but hand it over for repairing the temple.
就是为什么这件事情没有赶快请百姓奉献银子来做修理圣殿的经费呢？
And why is it that he hasn't asked the people to make offerings so they may have the funding to repair the temple?
这件事情其实记载在出埃及记第30章。
And this incident is recorded in Exodus chapter 30.
出埃及记30章。
Exodus chapter 30.
从11节到16节。
Starting from verse 11 to 16.
这个就记载摩西当时候要百姓奉献银子来建会幕的经过。
He recorded the process of when Moses instructed the Israelites to offer silver, so they could build the tabernacle.
每一个人其实都是以色列百姓，他们都是被神救赎出来，他们其实都欠神一个债。
Each of the Israelites were saved and redeemed by God out of Egypt, so each one of them had a debt toward God.
所以神摩西要百姓啊，说要把那个赎生命的礼物送给神。
So God required the instructed Moses to have the Israelites offer this atonement to the to God.
这是每一个人都要负担的了。
And this is something that each one of them must.
我们现在看读一下出埃及记三十章的第十四节。
Yeah, read Exodus chapter 30, verse 14.
他说：“凡过去归那些被赎的人，从20岁以外的要将这礼物奉给神。”
Who cross over those 20 years older or more are to give an offering to the Lord.
15节说，
15.
他们为赎生命将礼物奉给神，富足的不可多出，贫穷的不可少出，个人要出半舍客勒。
And the rich are not to give more than half a shekel, and the poor are not to give less than what you make the offering to the Lord for to atone for your lives.
16节说要从以色列人收取这赎罪银呢，作为会幕的使用，可以在神面前为以色列人做纪念，赎生命。
Receive the atonement money from the Israelites and use it for the service of the tent meeting. It will be a memorial for the Israelites before the Lord, making atonement for your lives.
这个是每一个人都要付的。
And this is something each person must offer up.
这个赎罪银是半色克勒了。
And this atonement money is only half a shekel.
那其实是不多了，大概只有6克而已了，六公克。
In fact, it is not much.
所以一点点，其实每个人都付得起的。
So it is something that is affordable to all.
所以当时候这个王啊，他也知道，所以他就表示他对律法他也蛮熟悉的，他就跟大祭司说，怎么没有去请大家每一个人都奉献这个赎罪银，那我们就有经费来重新修理这个圣殿呢？
So we can see King Joash was familiar with the law, so he asked priest Jehoiada why is that he did not ask the people to offer this atonement money.
那当时候这个王啊，他其实蛮聪明的。
So we can see the king was indeed quite smart.
你看约阿斯，他实际上是很有办事能力的人。
And we can see Joash was a very capable person.
因为他看到这个祭司利未人，他们并没有很积极的去劝百姓说每个人都要奉献。
When he had seen that the Levites and the priests were not active in asking the people to make offerings.
因为现在这些赎罪银呢，是每一个人甘心乐意的来把它交给祭司来。
At this time, the atonement money is to be offered up to the priest willingly by all the people.
所以其实那个传统方法就是个人带着价银 来交给祭司的，私底下的。
The traditional way is that each person will bring their atonement money and give it to the priest in private.
那我们现在看这个王啊，他现在看到这个情形，他现在马上想一个办法。
But so we can see now when the king has seen the situation, he thought of a way.
我们现在看第八节，二十四章第八节。
Let's read chapter 24, verse 8.
王下令众人要做一个柜子放在神殿的门外。
At the king's command, a chest was made and placed outside.
又通告犹大跟耶路撒冷百姓，要将神仆人摩西在旷野所吩咐以色列人的捐献给神送来。
A proclamation was issued to Judah and Jerusalem that they would bring the Lord the tax that Moses, the servant of God, had required of Israel.
约阿斯王为了要能够办成这个修理圣殿的事情，他真的想了一个好法子的。
In order to accomplish this task of repairing the temple of God, he had thought up of a good method.
他现在做了一个奉献箱。
Now he had made an offering box.
在门口。
It is placed at the gate.
现在每一个人进来都看到那个奉献箱。
So when everybody comes into the temple, they will see the offering box.
让众人想起来，我们到神的殿来，一定要把这个赎罪银奉献给神。
That all the Israelites may remember to offer this atonement money whenever they come to the temple.
那这个方法是祭司人他们没有想到的。
And this is something that the priests and the Levites did not think of.
因为王的意思是说，你们现在祭司人到各城去吩咐百姓要把这个捐献送进来嘛。
Because the purpose of the king was to ask them to go into the city and collect tax from all the Israelites.
所以祭司人他们如果没有传达给每一个人，每一个人真的就不知道，忘记了。
So if the priest and the Levite did not carry out this instruction, then the Israelites would not know about this.
但他现在把那个奉献箱放在圣殿的门口。
But now that he had placed the offering box in front of the temple,
你每一个进来的人都不会忘记，都不会看到的。
Everyone who passed by would not be able to ignore this box.
结果呢？哎，这个众百姓跟第十节说，众百姓跟首领呢，欢欢喜喜的把银子就送来了，投入柜中，直到捐完。
Verse 10, we can see other officials and other people brought their contribution gladly, dropping them in the chest until it was full.
表示说，你看他这个方法很管用。
So we can see it was a very useful method.
现在百姓他们每个人现在都被提起来，他们应该要奉献给，应该对神感恩。
And now everybody is reminded that they must offer with thanksgiving.
所以个人就很欢喜的感恩奉献。
And each one of them offered gladly.
然后呢？他们现在那个银子哦，就收很多了。
And now they have received much of the silvers.
你看他每一天哦，都要去算那个奉献箱了。
Each day they will need to count and collect money from the box.
算钱是记载在第十一章，第十一节。
Collecting the money is recorded in verse 11.
都有见证的一起算的，不是。没有这个思想作业的。
And there are officials who are there counting the money.
所以当时候百姓奉献很多银子。
So at that time, people offered up much silver.
然后又有好多的这个石匠、木匠、铜匠、铁匠一起来修理神的殿。
And there are also many masons and carpenters who came to repair the temple of God
together. 所以当时候个人尽个人所能的参与修殿的工作。
So at that time, each people did what they could to participate in this work of repairing the temple.
所以第十三节说，工人操作就渐渐修成，将神的殿修造跟从前一样，而且甚是坚固。
13 says the men in charge of the work were intelligent and the repair process progress under them. They rebuilt the temple of God according to its original design.
这个修理圣殿的工程就完毕了。
And they completed this work of repairing the temple.
众人就常常在神的殿里面献燔祭给神。
People were there often offering burnt offerings to the Lord.
所以当时候，特别是描述说是耶和耶大他还在世的时候，这件事情被完成了。
But here, especially records that this matter was accomplished while Jehoiada was still in this world.
我们看到约阿施啊，他办理这件事情的那个效率以及他的那个方法非常好。
We can see the effectiveness and the method which Joash had used in accomplishing this task.
他也非常的有心。
He was also full of heart.
因为他旁边有一个很敬畏神的祭司。
Because there was a God-fearing priest by his side.
然后一直的在跟他做榜样，给他学习。
He was constantly there to set an example for him to follow and learn from.
因为耶和耶大，他圣经在第十五节说他活到一百三十岁才死。
15 says now Jehoiada lived until 130 and he died.
这个忠心的大祭司呢，他被尊大的像王一样。
And this faithful priest was honored like a king.
所以第十六节说他葬在大卫城列王的坟墓里。
So 16 says he was buried with the kings in the city of David.
因为他在以色列人当中行善，有侍奉神，修理神的殿。
Because of the good he had done in Israel for God and his temple.
表示说这个耶和耶大，他对约阿斯有一个很深的影响。
We can see Jehoiada had a great impact toward Joash.
他本身行善事。
For he did good.
后他又是侍奉神的人。
He was also God-fearing and he served God.
他也是尽力的来修理神的殿。
He also did all he could to repair the temple of God.
他这个影响，他这个榜样，甚至感动让约阿斯心里很急。
An example and the influence he had on Joash had allowed Joash to burn with zeal.
所以我们看到他现在修理圣殿这一件事情办得很完整。
So we can see how he had done a very good job in this matter of repairing the temple.
完成一件很重要的工作。
He had accomplished a very important task.
但是完成工作本身并不代表这个人他对神非常的信靠。
The completion of the task itself does not reflect the trust a person has in God.
我们看到了耶和华给他做榜样，让他效法。
We can see how Jehoiada set an example for Joash to follow.
这个耶和华也尽量在教导约阿斯王要怎么样来敬畏神。
Jehoiada also did all he could to teach Joash how to fear God.
但是圣经所记载的，接下来我们看到约阿斯王他基本上是一个信仰没有根基的人。
But from what is recorded in the Bible, following from verse 17, we can see King Joash was a person whose faith was never rooted.
因为当耶和华死了以后
，Because once priest Jehoiada died,
这个王的信仰马上就转变了。
And the faith of this king had turned away immediately.
就被一些其他人影响了。
He was immediately influenced by some other people.
所以第二十节开始。
So starting from verse 20.
第十七节开始。
Starting from verse 17.
十七节，耶和华死以后，犹大的众首领来朝拜王，王就听从他们。
After the death of Jehoiada, the officials of Judah came and paid homage to the king, and he listened to them.
从十七节到十九节就记载王离弃神的经过。
From verse 17 to 19 records the process of how he abandoned God.
很简单的描述说，犹大的众首领来朝拜他。
Simple illustration of how the officials of Judah came and paid homage to him.
那这个朝拜这个字眼呢，其实就是他们这些众首领啊，来求他。
Paying homage in actuality means that they came and pleaded after him.
啊，也是来叩拜他的意思，来 worship 他。
And we can also say they came to worship him.
然后王就听从他们了。
And he listened to them.
那这些首领来求什么？
So what did the officials come to plead to the king about?
来求他们说，我们现在再去侍奉亚瑟拉跟偶像。
They came and pleaded to the king and asked him to worship Asherah and idols.
要王跟他们一起离弃神去拜偶像。
He wanted the king to abandon the God and to worship idols with them.
然后这个王就听从他们了。
And the king listened to them.
我们就看到这个约阿斯啊，他现在跟什么人在一起的时候，他就变什么样的人了。
We can see how Joash turned to the certain kind of people with the kind of people he was with.
当耶和华在世的时候
，When Jehoiada was still alive，
他会敬畏神
，He feared God，
他会献祭
，He also need to，
他会去修理神的殿
，He knew how to repair the temple of God。
但是当耶和华死了
，But once Jehoiada died，
现在这些众首领来要给他，就是把他当神一样。
Now the officials of Judah came to him and wanted to make him like God。
然后要王跟他们一起去拜偶像。
They also wanted the king to worship the idols with them。
王就离弃神了。
And the king departed and left God。
然后呢？我们现在看第十八节。
That's right, verse 18。
他们离弃主，他们列祖的神的殿。
And they abandoned the temple, the Lord, the God of their fathers.
这个殿他好不容易修起来的。
And he had just repaired this temple.
他现在说他把他离弃了。
But now says he had already abandoned it.
然后去侍奉亚瑟拉跟偶像。
He worshipped Asherah poles and idols.
因为他们这罪，就有愤怒临到犹大跟耶路撒冷。
And because of their guilt, God's anger came upon Judah and Jerusalem.
他这个王啊，他没有办法了解说他为什么要修理圣殿。
Now the king was unable to understand or fully know the reason why he needed to repair the temple.
从这里看起来，他修理圣殿基本上把它当作一件工程来完成。
From here we can see that he repaired the temple only as accomplishing another task.
是一件事情啊。
It was only a task.
但是不是真的，他心里面真的很愿意信靠神，很愿意来感谢神。
He did so not because he truly worshipped God or truly honored God.
他并没有真的把他的生命可以存活跟神的恩典把它连接在一起。
And he could not relate the fact of the grace of having a life and to repairing the temple.
所以你看他现在好不容易把它修完之后，他现在可以因着一些首领的说法，然后就 离弃了神的殿。
We can see even he could finally finish repairing the temple even only after the words of some officials he could abandon it again.
他的信仰做180度的大转弯了。
There was a 100 degree change to his faith.
然后他当然就跟着他们离弃神去拜偶像去拜亚瑟拉了。
We can see how he abandoned God, the temple of God, and to worship Asherah with them.
那神的当然神的愤怒就临到了。
And now the anger of God came upon them.
那神在愤怒以前先派先知来警戒他。
Before God's anger burned against them, he sent a prophet to warn them.
第十九节说，神仍然遣先知到他们那里，引导他们归向神。这先知警戒他们，他们却不肯听。
In 19, although the Lord sent prophets to the people to bring them back to him, and though they testify against it, they would not listen.
现在这个是神派的先知啊。
And these were prophets sent by God.
来警戒他们，你离弃神，离放弃了神的殿是错误的。
And they were sent to warn against them that it was a mistake for them to abandon the temple of God.
要他们回转归向神。
So that they will return and turn back to God.
但是先知的警戒，他们却不肯听。
But they failed to listen to the warnings of the prophets.
那这里我们就看到，其实这个约阿斯王他真的信仰没有根基。
So here we can see how Joash truly did not have a foundation in his faith.
所以他虽然有表面上的这些作为，
though he had these outward doings,
可是从他心里面，他并不是真的在敬畏神、敬拜神。
But he did not fear and worship God from the bottom of his heart.
那所以他现在是因着他作为人的影响 而行事的。
And now he was acting merely by the influence of the people around him.
旁边的人如何敬畏神？
If those around him worship or fear God,
他就去敬畏神。
Then he would fear God.
旁边的人如何拜偶像，他就更去拜偶像。
But if those around him worship idols, then he would follow them to worship idols.
这个叫做随波逐流。
And this is how they follow, and they're easily swayed.
也就是心中没有定见，他并不晓得这个神对他有什么重要。
And that is no anchor in his heart that he did not know the importance of this God to him.
所以在这个地方我们看到他并不知道怎么样感谢神。
Here we can also see how he was ungrateful and did not know how to be
thankful to God. 所以他其实是一个不知道感恩的人。
So in fact, he was a very ungrateful person.
他从这个地方看起来他不知道要感谢神。
From here we can see he did not know how to be grateful to God.
那从后面所发生的事情看到他更不会感谢人。
From all the events that took place afterward, we can testify to this even more.
那他不会感谢，他不但不会感谢人，他而且对这个对他有恩的人还非常的残酷。
He not only did not know how to give thanks to God, he was very cruel to those who once shown grace to him.
因为现在圣经记载说神派先知来警戒。
So here the Bible says prophets were sent to warn against him.
那这个先知是谁？
Who was this prophet?
我们看第二十节。
That's read verse 20.
神的灵感动祭司耶和耶大的儿子撒迦利亚。
Then the spirit of God came upon Zechariah, son of Jehoiada, the priest.
他就站在上面对民说了。
And he stood before the people and said,
神如此说，你们为何干犯神的诫命，以至于不得亨通呢？因为你们离弃神，所以他也离弃你们。
This is what God says. Why do you disobey the Lord's command? And you will not prosper because you have forsaken the Lord. He has forsaken you.
这个耶和华的儿子撒迦利亚应该也是当大祭司的。
And we can say Zechariah son Jehoiada was also a high priest.
所以从这里看到，不但祭司，神也兴起先知。所以至少在这个地方看到，这个信息绝对不是只有一次。
We can say God had not only sent prophet, He also sent high priest, so the message was not delivered to them only once.
神其实是很公义，神也是很慈爱的。
And God is a just and merciful God.
那当时候神的灵感动这个撒迦利亚，所以他很勇敢地指责他们呢。
At the time, the spirit of God came upon Zechariah, so he courageously rebuked them.
这个是要神的灵感动，因为他现在是要跟王跟百姓作对的。
He must have the spirit of God to come upon him because he was now to go against both the king and the people.
那可是现在21节说，众民就重新起来要谋害撒迦利亚。
But 25 says the people came and plotted against Zechariah.
又照王的吩咐，在神的殿里院内用石头打死他。
And by the order of the king, they stoned him to death in the courtyard of the Lord.
那这个众民同心要谋害撒迦利亚，那时候他们可能还没有那个勇气能够打死这个大祭司的。
So at the time when the people wanted to plot against Zechariah, they could not, maybe they did not yet have the courage to kill him.
但是得到王的允许跟王的吩咐。
It was not until they had the order from the king.
所以最后他们是在神的殿里面，在院内把这个大祭司活活打死的。
In the end, we can see how they had stoned high priest Zechariah to death in the courtyard of the Lord's temple.
那他这个作为呢，跟当初啊耶和耶大怎么样对待那个亚他利亚是很强烈的对比。
And we can see his doing what Joash had done is a great contrast to what Jehoiada had done to Athaliah.
因为当时候 当时候约那个亚他利亚要被杀的时候
because at the time when Athaliah was to be killed
耶和华特别说不要在神的殿里面杀他
Jehovah especially said do not kill her in the temple of God
哦，在第23章的第14节特别说的
it is said in chapter 23 verse 24
祭司说不可以在神的殿里杀他
and the high priest said kill her not in the temple of God
要把他带出去到外面去
and you must pull her out to be killed outside
神的殿是施恩的地方
and for the temple of God is a place of grace
你看这个 大祭司他 对待这个篡位的这个坏王啊 王后都这样做了
You can see that even Jehoiada had done such thing to Athaliah
但是耶阿斯他却吩咐百姓啊在神的殿内的院子把这个大祭司活活打死
But we can see how King Joash even ordered the people to stone the high priest Zechariah in the courtyard of God's temple
他这个作为圣经在第24章的第22节特别说
And this is specially mentioned in chapter 24 verse 22
约阿斯他不想念撒加利亚的父亲耶和华向自己所施的恩、杀了他的儿子
And King Joash did not remember the kindness Zechariah's father Jehoiada has shown to him but killed his son
他不会感谢耶和华对他的救命之恩呢、
And he was not thankful or show any gratitude toward the grace as Jehovah has shown unto him.
他甚至为了这个撒加利亚指着他的话，就把他用石头打死。
And he even killed Zechariah only because of what he has said to him.
所以撒加利亚临死的时候就说：“愿神鉴察深渊。”
Therefore, at the time of Zechariah's death, he said, "May the Lord see this and call you to account."
我们看到一个忘恩负义的人，他怎么样很残酷的把一个人打死。
We can see how this ungrateful person had cruelly put another person to death.
那这两件事情，你怎么把它连在一起呢
？And how are you able to even put these two events together?
他是一个很用心的。很积极的要来修理神圣殿的人、
He was once a person who actively and fervently wanted to repair the temple of God.
但他却是一个忘恩负义的人。
But he became an ungrateful person.
他不会去感谢救他的这个救命恩人。
He did not,
也不会去珍惜他的儿子。
He was not thankful toward the one who had shown grace to him or to even show kindness to his son.
然后让这个大祭司神的仆人在那里。真的就这样死了。
And allow this the servant high priest of God die like this in the courtyard of the temple of God.
所以我们看到说，这个神当然都知道了。
And we know God knows it all.
其实神他早在摩西律法的时代里面就跟百姓重申神的原则。
And in fact, God had already proclaimed His decrees to the Israelites in the Mosaic Law.
神是慈爱又公义的。
That God is full of mercy and justice.
我们如果看《生命记》第七章
，If we turn to Deuteronomy chapter 7，
《生命记》第七章
，Deuteronomy chapter 7，
我们看第九节
，3 verse 9。
七章九节，所以你要知道主你的神，他是神，是信实的神，像爱他、守他诫命的人，守约施慈爱，直到千代。
Verse 9, know therefore that the Lord your God is God, He is faithful God, keeping His covenant of love to a thousand generations of those who love Him and keep His commands.
第十节说，向恨他的人当面报应他们，将他们。灭绝凡恨他的人必报应他们绝不迟延
Verse 10 But those who hate him he will repay to their face by destruction he will not be slow to repay to their face those who hate him
这里看到神的慈爱跟神的公义、啊、
Here we can see both the mercy and the justice of God
十一节所以你要谨守遵行我今日所吩咐你的诫命律例典章
11 Therefore take care to follow the commands decrees and laws I give you today
尊重神的神就尊重他神就爱他
Those who honor God God will honor him and love him
那个轻视神、侮慢神的，最后一定被神处罚。
But those who hate him and despise God, God will destroy him.
所以你看，当时候撒加利亚还是一样活活被打死，神没有伸手救他。
So we can see when in the time when Zechariah was being stoned to death, God did not reach out His hand to save him.
神也可以救他。
God could have saved him.
但是神让这件事情发生在撒加利亚身上。
But God allowed this incident to happen to Zechariah.
其实这件事情在主耶稣传福音的时候，在马太福音23章跟路加福音实际上特别被提出来的。
But this incident was also mentioned in the time when Lord Jesus preached the gospel in Matthew chapter 11.
这是
Book of Luke.
哦，在马太23章。
In Matthew chapter 20.
那表示说，你看，这个大祭司被打死这件事情，在历史上被留下来了。
So we can see this incident of this high priest being stoned to death was recorded or left behind in the history of the Israelites.
就对照出这个约阿斯王他的心里面到底有多么 残忍了。
And we can reflect, this reflects a cruelty, inside the heart of Joash.
所以现在你看，神过了一年之后
，You can see after 1 year,
派了亚兰的军队来。
God sent the army of Aram.
来第，我们看看第23节。
Let's read verse 23.
亚兰的军上来攻击约阿施，来到犹大跟耶路撒冷，杀了民中的众首领。为啊，将所掠的财货送到大马色王那里了。
And the army of Aram marched against Joash, invaded Judah and Jerusalem, and killed all of his leaders and people. They sent all the plunder to their king in Damascus.
特别这个神派亚兰军来杀民众的首领。
God especially sent the army of Aram to kill all the leaders of Judah and Israel.
这个众首领就是第十七节来朝拜王，叫王离弃神那些人呢。
And these leaders were the ones recorded in verse 17. Those officials who came and paid homage to the king.
神的报应这个时候来到了。
And this is the time when the retribution of God came upon them.
第二十四节
，verse 24,
亚兰的军兵虽来了一小队，神却将大队的军兵交在他们手里，是因为犹大人离弃主他们列祖的神，所以借亚兰人惩罚约押师。
24, although the Aramean army had come with only a few men, the Lord delivered into their hands a much larger army because Judah had forsaken the Lord, the God of their fathers. Judgment was executed on Joash.
第二十四节所描述的真的是跟以前约撒王当王的时候是完全相反的了。
We can see what is being recorded and described in verse 24 is completely different from our the Joash that we had known.
亚撒王跟约撒王当王的时候，神都是让他们以色犹大的军兵一小队的得胜大队的军兵了。
So when the time when King Asa and Joash became king, God had allowed their small army to become a large army and have victory.
但现在是亚兰军来一小队就打败了犹大的大军呢。
But now it is returned that only the Aramean army came with only a small army, but God allowed it to become a large army to defeat them.
是因为他们离弃了神。
It is only because they have forsaken God.
神就借着亚兰人来施行审判。
And God used the Arameans to execute this judgment upon them.
不但这样子。
And not only this.
约押斯王他身患重病。
King Joash was afflicted with severe illness.
最后他的臣仆背叛他，把他杀了。
Until the end, his officials conspired against him and murdered him.
第二十三节说
，Verse 23 says，
特别说，臣仆背叛他是要报祭司耶和大儿子流血之仇，杀他在床上。
His officials conspired against him for murdering the son of Jehoiada, the priest, and they killed him in his bed.
那这个背叛他的臣仆是谁呢
？Who were the officials who conspired against him？
二十六节
，Verse 26，
讲他们这两个人是亚门妇人的儿子跟摩押妇人的儿子。
So these two men were actually the sons of an Ammonite woman and a Moabite woman.
这亚门妇人的儿子跟摩押妇人，这是外邦人呢、啊。
And we know Ammonite and Moabite, they were Gentiles.
表示说。约押斯他所做的事情，连外邦人都觉得不可思议。
It is only to tell us even what Joash has done was considered ridiculous to even the Gentiles.
你怎么会把这个救命恩人的儿子，而且他还是一个敬拜神的大祭司，把他打死呢
？How is it possible that you could even stone a son of a high priest to death？
所以他们这两个外邦人已经看不下去了。
So even these two Gentiles could not tolerate this any longer.
所以当他们抓住机会的时候，就把这个约押斯王杀在床上。
So they killed Joash in bed while they had the opportunity.
我们就看到神的审判没有迟延呢。
So we can see how the judgment of God was not delayed.
真的。撒加利亚在死的时候说：“愿神伸冤见察。”
And truly, while Zechariah was alive, he said, "May the Lord see this and call you to account."
神真的为他伸冤。
And truly, God had vengeance for him.
那这个约押斯王他所留下的这一件事情，让我们有一个很深的思考。
And what the incident of King Joash had left a deep reflection for us today.
今天我们的信仰如果没有根基
，Today if our faith is not rooted，
我们可能会因着我们周遭人做什么事，我们就去做什么事。
Today we may be easily influenced by those around us and do what they do.
我们的孩子。他可能跟着我们来教会敬拜神。
For example, today perhaps our children may follow us to church to worship God.
但当我们如果不在了，我们孩子会不会继续来敬畏神呢
？But one day when we're not here anymore, will our children continue to come to worship God?
如果我们孩子有根基，我们就不用害怕了。
If our children's faith are rooted, then we need not to be afraid.
但如果他们没有根基
，If they do not have faith,
他们离开我们的时候
，When they depart from us,
他们可能就跟着其他的朋友去离弃神了。
And today they may depart from God along with their friends.
所以。 你看我们今天在这个感恩节的时候，
So today in this day of Thanksgiving，
我们一定要让我们的自己想想我们自己本身的信仰。
Then we must reflect once again on our own faith。
我们跟约押斯王有多少相似
？How similar are we from King Joash？
我们会不会因为我们的长辈，我们周围的人还在的时候，我们来交一件拜神
？Is it possible that today we still come to church because those our elders or our parents are still？
但事实上，我们的心并没有真的是敬畏神，我们并不会去感谢神给我们的一切。
But in fact, our heart does not truly worship God or is not thankful toward God.
或者是我们真的从心里面感谢神所赏赐我们的一切
？Are we truly thankful toward everything that God has given us today?
今天如果没有神，我们就没有生命。
Today had it not been for God, then we would not have this life.
不是神的拯救，我们今天就没有盼望。
Had it not been for the salvation of God, then we would not have this hope.
我们会不会感谢神所赏赐给我们的所有的一切
？And today will we give thanks to God for everything He has given us?
真的去关心神的家
，and to truly be mindful and care for the house of God.
我们会很甘心乐意的奉献给神
，and to willingly give thanks and offer to God.
我们在感恩节的时候，我们要记得感谢神
，and on the day of Thanksgiving, we need to remember to give thanks to God.
这个感谢神一定要有实际行动
，and giving thanks to God must be accompanied with real actions.
除了我们会奉献给神以外
，apart from knowing how to offer and to God,
我们一定会跟我们的孩子一起分享神给我们的恩典
，and we'll be able to share with our children the grace and love of God.
让他们也能够在信仰上好好的扎根
，so they may be deeply rooted in the faith.
或者我们只是把这个信仰的事情当作一件事情来办理
，or perhaps do we today merely view this faith as another task?
我们也许有很多的方法，很有才能
，perhaps we have many methods and we're very capable.
但是那驱动力不是真正的敬畏神。
But this motivation is not 驱动力。
我们的那个 motivation 不是真的出于敬畏神，要信靠神的。
But if our motive is not truly out of worshiping and fearing God，
而是觉得说把这件事情办完之后会很有成就感。
But rather it is only that we will feel the sense of accomplishment once we've accomplished this task。
那如果这样子，如果我们是这样的一个信仰的时候
，if that is the heart and faith we have，
我们最后很有可能会像约押斯王一样。
Until the very end, we may end up like King Joash。
会成为一个忘恩负义的人。
We may become an ungrateful person。
所以我们今天一定要好好的去想一想，我们怎么样让我们的信仰真正的扎根在这个神的救恩上面。
So today we must take time and think about how can we allow our faith to truly be rooted on this truth and salvation.
我们信仰要扎根，一定离不开读经祷告。
In order to allow our faith to be deeply rooted, we cannot separate it from Bible reading and prayer.
那我们一定要会懂得感谢。
And we must know how to be thankful.
我们要想想神给我们多少恩典。
And to meditate upon all the grace and blessing God has given us.
神的恩典借着其他人。能够施展在我们的身上
and how the grace of God was showered upon us through others.
我们如果会对神感谢，对人感恩呢？
If we're able to be thankful to both God and men,
那么我们的信仰就会扎根了
and that our faith can be rooted.
因为当我们会感恩以后
because after we have learned how to be thankful,
我们凡事就会看到神的带领
and we'll be able to see God's guidance and grace in all things around us.
反过来。
And on the contrary,
看约押斯王他为什么会变得这么残忍
？If we can think about how King Joash could become such a cruel person,
他离弃神了。
He had forsaken God.
他离弃神之后，他对人就完全没有感恩了。
After he forsook God, he left God. He was no longer grateful toward any man.
今天如果我们真的在信仰上扎根以后
，Today, however, if we're truly deeply rooted in our faith,
我们从心里面会感谢神
，and we'll be able to thank God from the bottom of our heart.
我们会有实际的行动去感谢人
，and we'll have the actions to accompany our thankfulness.
好，所以神的恩典。我们都不可以忘记。
So we must never forget the grace of God.
我们最后来看诗篇103篇。
Lastly, let's turn to Psalm chapter 103.
诗篇103篇。
Psalm chapter 103.
103篇看第一节。
Psalm chapter 103, verse 1.
第一节说：“我的心啊，你要称谢神。”我凡在我里面的也要称谢他，称颂他的圣名。
Verse one, praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise His holy name.
我的心啊，你要称颂神，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits.
第三节说，他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。
For who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases.
第四节，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。
Verse four, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion.
第五节说，他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如因 返老还童。
Verse 5, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
我们看，再过去看第十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
父亲怎样联系他的儿女，神也怎样联系敬畏他的人。
As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him.
十七节。
Verse 17.
但神的慈爱归于敬畏他的人。从亘古到永远，他的公义也归于子子孙孙。
But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear Him, and His righteousness with their children and children.
第十八节说，就是那些遵守他的约、纪念他的训词而遵行的人。
18, with those who keep His covenant and remember to obey His precepts.
最后看第二十二节。
Verse 22.
你们一切被他造的，在他所治理的各处。都要称谢神，我的心啊，你要称颂神。
Praise the Lord, all His works, everywhere in His dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul.
愿主耶稣带领我们。
May our Lord lead us.
真的是一个会感恩的人。
That we may become a thankful person.
我们来唱诗89首。
Let's sing hymn 89.